Now I'll show you a sweet potato flour. Here I cut these longer. I cut them on the long way of the sweet potato. They're pretty good. Some of them are a little thick. The sweet potato, you'll want to shape the petal more. So you can take a scissor like this, or you can take a knife, a paring knife, and slice like this. And you want to make a group of petals that are all similar in shape and size. It's nice to have some large ones and graduate down to some smaller sizes and kind of pick through your petals until you get the ones you like. Okay, now to assemble our sweet potato flour, again we're going to slice about an inch up into each petal, and we're going to put it on our skewer. I have my skewer with my carrot to hold that flour in place. Take the two flaps and cross them over and poke them up through, and alternate the petals from side to side. Now the alternating the petals, now see this one broke. The sweet potato is a little bit more crisp, a little more brittle. We'll just discard that one and choose the next one in line and twist it on a little bit more gently. When you alternate, it helps to, because you're building the thickness up this way, if we put it 1, 2, 3, 4, then it would get too thick, it would look too spirally. So by alternating it, it kind of splits off that thickness. Oops, I'm having difficulty with the sweet potato because it's breaking. So what you should do in that case is to be very gentle while you're putting it in and kind of drill it through the petal and push very gently. And that you'll have more success with that. I'll have to cut a few more petals to finish my flower because I lost a few with breakage. Just kind of screw them on, ease it on instead of pushing it on like I did. Oh, and see this one, even as I was folding it, it broke. The sweet potato is definitely more brittle, but you get such pretty orange flowers that it's always a nice choice.